You probably cannot identify this music, and you are not alone. The composer, Kaikhosru Shapoorji Sarabji, is a 91-year-old recluse living in England. His compositions are so difficult to play that after a pianist allegedly mangled his work in performance 47 years ago, Sarabji banned anyone else from playing his work in public. No performance at all, he said, is vastly preferable to an obscene travesty. 7 years ago, Sarabji broke the ban and allowed a young American pianist, Michael Haverman, to record some of his music. Haverman first discovered Sarabji's work when he was a teenager. He wandered into a bookstore in Mexico City and found the most complicated piece of music he had ever seen.
It scared me. It was just so difficult looking. I didn't buy it.
You did not buy it?
I thought about it, but I left the store and I came back. I did end up buying it for a dollar, and that was the beginning of my interest in his music.
And you took it home and sat down with it at a piano and tried to play it?
I tried to play it. And I couldn't. It was so frustrating. I couldn't put the left hand and the right hand together.
Well, what was it that was so complicated? The number of notes or the
rhythm? The number of notes, the length, the rhythm, you name it.
Your hands just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, you were 18 years old.
Yeah.
At what point did you find you were able to make some sense of those black dots on the page?
Well, I decided not to learn it. I just decided to live with it. And when I had some spare time at the end of the day to figure out a small portion of it. And I liked it. So I just continued and continued.
So slowly by slowly, measure by measure, literally, you tried mastering.
Sometimes beat by beat. Very frustrating, but very rewarding, because I really like the music. It's difficult, but it's worthwhile.
What happened from that time when you bought the yellowing piece of sheet music in a shop in Mexico to this point where now you are working on a third album recording of his music?
I wrote to Sarabji eventually. I learned his music and I sent him a tape and I asked him for permission.
It was the tape that did it?
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere that he has said he himself can't play some of the music he writes.
Well, he's a composer. We can't expect him to do everything.
You've never met him face to face?
Yes, I did, once. He looks a little bit like Einstein. He's got wild, white hair. And he's very impressive.
Sarabji's music is a little like Debussy or Ravel, waves of sound, as caressing as a warm summer shower. The music is so difficult to play that one critic speculates that Michael Haverman must have 10 fingers on each hand. Well, he doesn't, but Michael says he does have to memorize the music because it's played so quickly there's no time to follow a score and turn pages.
It's a little difficult to describe the difficulty because there are so many difficulties. There are long stretches, long scales, in double notes. So you have to play two notes at the same time instead of one note, but it has to go at the same speed as if you were playing a single note passage. So, and then stretches of chords and combinations of rhythms. For instance, you might have three or four different rhythms going on in different registers. It's not so much a question of stretch, but of texture. A lot of things going on at the same time. One has to be able to differentiate these various melodies and accompaniments and counter melodies. And on top of that, his pieces are very, very long. This Opus Clavis Cembalisticum is Sarabji's longest piano work. It's 252 pages.
Oh, my goodness. How long does that take to play?
About 3 hours. If you want to see the score.
Sure. Do you have it with you? That's not just an attaché case. That's a suitcase.
Specially built to carry this music.
Oh my goodness, it's an inch and a half at least thick.
It weighs four and a half pounds.
Indeed it does. 200. Now I cannot tell you I'm a pianist, but I know what the notes are and I'm capable of sitting down at the piano, so let me look at this music. This is incredible. I don't even understand this. I mean, this is double staffs.
Right.
How is that possible?
Well, there are a lot of notes to be played in each hand, so...
He couldn't get them all in one staff, so he had to write other staffs underneath.
Right, right. But it's so beautiful. That's what's really amazing, that even though it's very complex, it really works as music.
Michael Haberman has recorded two albums of Sarabji's music. Haberman is a doctoral candidate at Baltimore's Peabody Conservatory of Music.
For this evening, that's All Things Considered.
We had help tonight from member station KHNS, Haines, Alaska.
Richard Harris is our producer. Jim Angle, the editor. Jude Franco directs the program. Lorraine Wilcox, the technical director.
Here are our audio engineers, Eric Epstein, Terry Knight, Lechik Wojcik, Dennis Nielsen, Marty Curcius, and Renee Pringle. In New York, Noli Wetherill. In Chicago, Rich Reary.
The executive producer, Stephen Reiner. This is Noah Adams.
And I'm Susan Stamberg. Good evening for All Things Considered.